At the top of our program, Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow marks a memorable one-year anniversary tomorrow. On February 7th of last year, Stabenow escorted President Obama to East Lansing, where he signed the 2014 Farm Bill. Stabenow, who chairs the Senate Agriculture Committee, was the lead author of the legislation. She and others have touted the 2014 Farm Bill as bipartisan and groundbreaking. Yesterday, I spoke with the Lansing resident not only about the impact of the Farm Bill, but also about current business in the U.S. Senate. I asked about a Republican measure to fund the Department of Homeland Security. That agency runs out of money at the end of the month, but Senate Democrats this week blocked a vote on the measure. I asked her if she supported that move.
Well, it's not a matter of blocking the bill. I voted for the strategy that basically says, let's just fund Homeland Security, not hold it hostage to a bunch of politics, which is what the House did. They funded the whole year budget except for Homeland Security back in the fall. The money runs out in February 27th, but they tied it to areas where they're fighting with the president about immigration. Mm-hmm. And so we need to do the immigration debate separately from Homeland Security. And we know that this particular bill passed by the House will be vetoed by the president. So it makes no sense to go through all of this. Let's just do what we call a clean bill, and that is just fund Homeland Security, the budget. So what we did was reject this House measure that adds all these provisions on immigration that are very controversial.
But in blocking that bill, Debbie, aren't Democrats using the same kind of procedural measures Republicans have recently used to block measures from coming to a vote?
Well, the difference is that Republicans for 4 years did it on everything, including things that were non-controversial, just to obstruct and run out the time. The difference is that in the Senate, when something's really important, you can say no. Now, Tuesday, we said yes to a really important veterans mental health bill. And in the past, that was blocked. When the Republicans were in the minority, they blocked that even though it was non-controversial. We didn't do that. We said, of course, even though there was a big difference of opinion on the Keystone Oil Pipeline, the Canadian company, in the end, there was a vote, we passed it. And so that's how the Senate's supposed to work. But the reality is that when they're holding hostage the funding for border security, customs, airport security, so we said, don't play politics with Homeland Security. For God's sakes, there's terrorist threats all around us. Let's just fund Homeland Security. Then they're in charge. They can bring up immigration bills. They could bring up these controversial policies.
Are you expecting more of this kind of thing in the future?
Well, what we've seen in the past is straightforward things everybody agrees on, tied up with, you know, the political, ideological agenda of the Republicans. I'm hopeful that they won't do that. If we take a stand now, then you can bring up every single immigration policy you want to debate.
Could
but
DHS
we're not willing to hold hostage Homeland Security funding.
Could DHS spend any amount of time unfunded at the end of this month?
Well, it's very difficult. I mean, if they don't get their regular budget, in fact, if everything stops, certain people will be required to continue to work without pay. So think about that. The folks at the airport and other places, we're going to now ask them to go to work without pay. But for cities and counties that rely on funding for firefighters and police officers and so on, those grant dollars will not go out. And we're already seeing an impact on that, where dollars are being held back, border security, customs. We have issues of Coast Guard cutters in the winter, maintenance accounts that have been frozen. We need to be upgrading equipment so we don't have a situation we had last year where we had this, what they call a parking lot, you know, over in the St. Clair River because it froze and they couldn't cut through the ice. And there's a whole range of things. This is the budget that funds all the things that relate to our security, as well as emergency funding through FEMA and so on. This budget they have held up because of a fight over very controversial issues around immigration. And from my perspective, it's really irresponsible.
Senator Debbie Stabenow is our guest here on WKAR's Current State. There's tension between the White House and congressional Republicans and Democrats over tighter sanctions on Iran. President Obama is resisting calls for those, saying they would jeopardize talks aimed at a nuclear treaty with Iran. Is the president right to resist those calls?
Well, I think the first thing for us to acknowledge is that it was the tough sanctions supported by Congress in a bipartisan way and the president that got Iran to the table. We all said there need to be tougher sanctions. Other countries needed to be a part of that, Russia, China, others around the globe. We did that. That got them to the table. I think right now, as somebody who's negotiated a lot of things, it's certainly not as difficult as this issue, but I think it's fair and appropriate that we give them a little bit more time, as the president has said. And if, in fact, they are not able to get an agreement, then I am completely supportive of tightening the sanctions even more. But the whole point of sanctions was to get them to the table to negotiate. That's what they're doing. I think it's worth the long run of what could happen if this breaks down, to give a little bit more time.
The safety of the measles vaccine was back in the news this week after a Republican colleague of yours, Rand Paul, disclosed concern over multiple vaccinations at a time. Now, some vaccination skeptics, which includes people across the political spectrum, I should point out, maintain that parents should have the say over whether to have their kids vaccinated. How do you come down on that?
You know, I think it's very important that children are vaccinated, not only for themselves, but for the children around them, for the community, because it really is about children, but it's all about what can happen if they are exposed and then around other children. So it really is about the community and whether or not we're going to see epidemics happen. And this study that came out caused all of us pause. Some 20 years ago now, the unfortunate part is that it turned out it was completely bogus. But everybody was looking at this because it talked about vaccinations, and Alzheimer's presents itself often during the same time frame as when children are getting vaccinated. So this study turns out it was completely erroneous, has been now being discredited. This person has lost his position and so on. But, well-meaning parents love their children. You know, we're concerned about that. And now what we do know with measles and other things, it's becoming very clear. The reason we don't have polio today, we don't have the same amount of deaths from measles and mumps and so on, is because we have had a generation, two generations now, of us who have been vaccinated. But that doesn't mean they can't happen.
Does that mean you're against the idea of parental choice?
Well, I think what we've got to do is a very intensive education effort. I think we'll have to see where that gets us. But this is very, it's very serious community public health issue, as well as a health for and a medical issue for individual children. So I think the medical community, the school community, everyone needs to come together and do a whole effort right now to explain why this is so important. And I really believe parents will step up. Everybody wants to protect their children.
Senator Debbie Stabenow is our guest on WKAR's Current State. It's been about a year to the day when you and President Obama were here to sign the 2014 Farm Bill, which you worked on literally for years,
right.
and you called not your father's farm bill. A year later, is the promise of that bill being fulfilled?
Yeah, it really is, and I'm so pleased about that. It turned out to be probably the biggest thing that was done in a bipartisan basis, and that was done for multiple years. You know, we've actually given certainty to rural communities with a five-year bill, which used to be commonplace and now is very, very rare. So, but we're seeing our fruit and vegetable growers now have the opportunity to buy insurance to protect them from weather disasters and other disasters. We didn't have that before. A lot more support for our local food efforts that are going on that are so exciting to see all around Lansing, mid-Michigan, the Allen Neighborhood Group that's doing such great things, and all kinds of other farmers markets where we're increasing support for the farmers market and local food and purchases and schools and community gardens, all of those things, as well as our traditional larger farmers that we support. But two other things I would mention. One, a major new investment in protecting the Great Lakes by working with farmers. We've brought in projects in five different areas of the state that will make a significant difference on runoff into the water, phosphorus, or the nutrients that create algae blooms like what we saw in Toledo. A major project going on that's going to involve 100 different local partners around Michigan. So that's great. And then Michigan State also just received $750,000 to do outreach and support beginning farmers. And this is important. And part of that is an effort that I champion to reach out to our veterans coming home. A lot of our veterans are from small towns like where I grew up in Clare. A lot of folks are interested in agriculture, may not be going back to the family farm, but would like to get into farming. So we have a new veterans liaison through the USDA. Michigan State's been designated as a point person to reach out to beginning farmers and provide some extra assistance to our veterans as well.
You must be concerned, though, the president's budget cuts funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. How big of a setback is that?
You know, it does. I mean, I have to say over the years, and before President Obama came in, it never received more than $50 million. President Obama came in, and the first year it was $475 million, which I championed in the budget committee. It was great. It settled at about $300 million a year over the years. This year he proposed $250 million. I told him directly that we're going to do our best to get that back up. I don't support that. I've already talked to the appropriators about that. We need to get it back up. They're looking at the fact that we have this big new investment through the Farm Bill, but this is, you know, I don't want it to take the place of what we've been doing with the Great Lakes Initiative. We need both. So that's the one area of the budget that I was disappointed to see, and we're going to push to get that, you know, back up to a higher number. I will say that the budget includes more money for dredging for our harbors, which is something that Senator Levin and I worked very hard to change the formula through the Army Corps of Engineers to get more money to Great Lakes harbors, and we're seeing that now, and so that's positive. So overall, we're seeing a lot of new investment in the Great Lakes, but the Great Lakes Initiative needs to be increased from what the president proposed.
Senator Debbie Stabenow, many thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you. Take care.